I'm Stephen Jack Butella.
And I'm Jill DeWitt, and this is the Land Academy Show.
This is episode 1996. Today, we are talking about why tech layoffs create the best land investors, and a little bit later in the show, three ways to take advantage of the huge amount of property that'll soon be for sale. How do we know this? This is our third time, our third cycle, Jill.
True. Well, that's... But I'm not as old as you. How is that possible? Are you sure? Like, there's parts of me that I'm like, you know, look at me. I have wrinkles. I have experience. Stop. All right.
Jill keeps getting skinnier and prettier, and that's the truth. I'm not trying to win here anything here.
Do you know what you won't see?
I keep getting less intelligent and wider.
Stop it. And if I have my way and I do it right, you'll never see my gray hair. No, you on the other hand, we're not going to go there. Could you imagine if I just for men's you and you just showed up like, I wonder if this is a one-day washout. That would be kind of funny.
What's a one-day washout?
I don't know. We could try it.
What is that?
I wonder if they have a, I bet they do. I bet there's a version of that. They have stuff for gals. I'm sure I could do it with you. I just put it in and it only lasts a day until you wash it.
And then I don't leave the house because I'm a freak.
God, would just scare everybody. Like, who is that guy? Like, you just saw some late night TV guy. He was on a commercial. I'm not going to name names. I don't want to throw him under the bus, but I kind of did. But there, he did an insurance commercial. We're like, whoa, colored his hair.
That's what I was just going to say. I mean, we've all seen old guys walking around that have, you know, 32-year-old looking hair.
See,
and it's so obvious.
I've been coloring mine for decades.
Yeah, but women, you can't
tell.
Kind of
like the recession we're coming into. You won't feel it. Stick with us. If you stick with us, my hair color won't change. And I'll make sure you keep making money. How's that?
Actually, pretty true.
Thank you.
Each week on the show, we answer questions from our Land Academy member Discord forum. We review land acquisitions from our weekly member webinars, and we take a deep dive into the two land-related topics by popular request. If you want a sneak peek of our Discord forum, go to landacademy.com. It's free.
All right, so here's our question. Julie wrote, you can... also try, I guess this is a part of a thread talking about AI stuff. So Julie piped in this thread, and her comments were, hey, go ahead and try the reworked AI service. Just found out about it at a conference. They scrub lists and they give it a score based on the likelihood for response rate and acceptance rate.
So hold on a second.
Huh? Is this what I think it is?
So somebody created an application where you upload a list. For in our case, it would be, I think I'm ready to, I've done all my stuff in Datatree and I got a mailing list ready to go. And I'm gonna upload it into this unknown area on the internet.
Share it with them.
They're gonna, for whatever application they wrote, they're gonna judge the likelihood, they're gonna give it a score. The likelihood of a response rate that your seller is going to give.
That's hilarious.
So go ahead.
It's $150 for 3,500 lines. Okay, that's flipping expensive.
Who cares?
I know.
If it's accurate.
That's your service.
If it's accurate, I'm all for it. It's not accurate. Go ahead.
I just did it and we're sending our first mailer out.
This Julie scares me. Like I can't describe to you.
Contact them and ask more about it if you're interested. But yes, my husband used to do only out-of-state mailings, but we've had plenty over the years who live in the states and in the same county. Same here, Julie. I've had that too. And even around the corner from the lot, same here. You know, it's anyway. LOL, now I've been filtering out instead just for people who live within a 30 to 50 mile radius.
I'm not picking on you.
I've got people that live in the lot next door.
I'm not picking on you. I'm really not.
No.
But this is very flawed logic, not on your part, but on the part of these developers. And that just goes to say, or goes to show you, and this is just the beginning. It started with Priced a few years ago. The logic that goes into these applications, all under the name of trying to make our lives easier, is flawed. It just says we had a great luck sending out-of-state mailings, and then over the years we've got people that are close to it, close to the lot where we've done deals too.
Why not mail?
So why? As far what's behind this acceptance rate ideology? I think we're all in this world that we live in right now way too quick to say, oh, there's wait there. Somebody's there's an app for that. There's an app for telling me whether or not the person's going to respond to my mailer. I'm telling you, if you send out 10,000 letters and you price it right and you do your homework, just like we teach about where to send the mail, read the data. This is not a data-driven decision.
This is
an easy button.
You know what? I feel like they're preying on people. I could make this in a heartbeat. This is just a roll of the dice. I could make one. People would buy it all day long for us because I could say, look, I have the experience. I can tell you what chances they're going to answer the phone. But you don't really know that.
Here's why people will respond.
You can pay $150.
Let me take all the mystery out of this for everyone.
I'm just saying, I'm sure there's exception. We don't guarantee our results. I'm sure that's on there.
Year over year, over decade, not just Jill and I, but the members of Land Academy and people in Career Path and our alumni group, and we have all agreed on this one point. The vast majority, if not all, of the people who responded positively to our mailers the way that we do them are because they're experiencing some version of a life event. Their spouse died. They
got laid off.
There's life event scenarios where they need money or they just don't, they're just done. It's the same decision-making process literally as having a garage sale. Yeah, I just don't want it anymore. How an application would know what's in the side, inside the, what's going on in a seller's head, sign me up for that app. But whatever ideology this is using, and it sounds like it's the ideology is based on, proximity to the actual target property, whether they're close or far or out of state or in state or the property's vacant or all that. Well, I've worked through all of that stuff and it doesn't work.
Nobody has more experience than you, period. And you wouldn't even do this.
No, I would.
Because you can't guarantee that.
Well, first of all, I'd say, how are you deciding, application developer? And this is a 22-year-old kid out of Palo Alto that probably designed this thing. Well, how did they know? All they did was say, someone told him out-of-state mailers are more successful than in-state. So he said, oh, I'm going to make an app for that. Mm-hmm. And so you pay $150 to run your lines up and it takes out half of them or 20% or scores it based on proximity. You can do that in Excel. So again, Julie, I am not, and thank you for bringing this up, and I'm not criticizing you in any way, but this is just the beginning of the applications that like this, that right. You will see. This isn't AI, by the way, this is database mining.
So this is, I guess, the main point today. I don't want to make it positive, please. Don't pick on anybody.
Too late for that.
Just a little bit. So I'm going to bring it back in, which is this. Remember what you have here in our community and with us. And this is why we're here, to save you. If you think it through and it makes sense, run it by us like you just did, Julie. So I'm curious, I bet, within Land Academy, in our Discord area, I'm sure a lot of people said what I'm thinking, which is, hold on a moment, think about who you're missing here and what you could be missing, which is what's going to happen. So we talked about this just the other day in Career Path, and we just went through pricing.
That's why I put it up here.
And the whole module was, everybody's like, what if I zero in on this and I zero in on that? I'm like, and what if I, just go by zip code? I'm like, hold on a moment. Keep in mind, everybody, your mailer is now not going to reach, 20%, 30%, who knows? Even 20% is too high. If you scrub out some people that could be good sellers, you're just missing out. And there's some opportunity right there.
I am all for new technology. Geez. I remember when I started sending out direct mail in the late 90s, early 2000s, everybody told me I was nuts. It was a waste of time and money. And that was a new technology, believe it or not, back then.
Right.
So I'm all for new technology and making your lives easier as long as it's accurate.
Let's all think it through.
Yeah. And we're thinking
that's
it through.
That's it. Just all think it through, just to make sure, what are they using? What are they doing? What's behind there? Well, even the other day too, we were having a lot of discussions on, I think it was office hours talking. It was the advanced group. We got to go to the advanced group and we were, talking about a lot of these, easy buttons and things to do and new technology, and a lot of us ruled it all out. At the end of the day, I had another thought and I lost it.
It's okay.
Back to it. Anyway.
You know, we're pretty famous for saying here at Land Academy, make your mailer bigger, not smaller.
Right.
The numbers work. If you send out 10, 20, 30,000 mailers and you make $10,000 or $15,000 on a deal, your ROI is significant. Mm-hmm. And so I'm not sure why you would pay to actually make your mailer smaller. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Today's first topic, why tech layoffs create some of the best land investors that Jill and I have seen.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I just thought of what I was going to say. We were discussing a program that all it is taking data tree, which we all have access to the real, you know, direct data tree, but it's taking data tree data and scrubbing out stuff and serving it up. I'm like, why would you do that? And just a different format. I'm like, why would you do that? Just go to the source. So anyway, that was my thing. Okay. So today's topic, I love this one, you know, and I hate it when I hear it. I feel so bad, you know, YouTube Music in one day shut down. I mean, they laid off everybody. Google, what was it, 40,000? How many people from, you know, Amazon's getting reduced some layoffs? I mean, every day you're hearing about layoffs, and it's not like escrow agents. It's like, you know, like, because deals are, it's like big tech stuff, mass laying off people. And I'm like, this is that. So my first thing is I felt bad. My second thing is I can help you. I can teach you how to put food on the table. That's what we do.
Well, here's the thing. There's a lot of layoffs, not just in the tech industry, and this is not going to go away. This is probably the 2024, rest of 2024 in all industries. If it hasn't been hit yet, it will. And we've got this, you know, we founded Land Academy during the tail end of the layoff in the early teens. Mm-hmm. It was a devastating, you know, bank crashing, real estate crashing, you know, negative amortization loan scenario, much, much worse, I believe, than anything that's happening now. And so, and we picked up some of the best members and long-term members that ultimately have come to us and said, this is, you know, I've replaced my salary, my family's happy, and everything's going great. So I'm not trying to sell anything here. And I am certainly not trying to, geez, we feel for you. I empathize. We have both been laid off. So I understand what that is. Yeah, in the way, way off. Distant past.
Except when you laid me off. You laid me off now and then. That's the only time.
I'm trying to not make light of this. Oh, this is the one time we're not supposed to laugh right now.
I'm like, I'm like, speak for yourself, buddy. I'm not going to, like, I had it. Well, I almost did, but then they put me in a different position. So, sorry.
I think doesn't matter. It's not about us.
Okay.
It's about you. And, you know, this is very, very unfortunate, but I'm saying it can be a new beginning of something. And we have many, many long-term, very successful and extremely intelligent members that have joined us, written their own applications to make their lives easier on based off of what we teach, and they buy and sell property. And it's kind of a double-edged, triple-edged scenario, because at the time that you're experiencing this extremely unfortunate situation, there are a lot of sellers out there that are liquidating stuff that they don't use, namely land or whatever. So you can get some amazing bargains and build up a pretty good, strong land portfolio pretty quickly.
So, I have two things.
Sure.
Okay. One is back to the topic. I want to bring some energy up here right now too. So tech people, one of the things I love about this is really, it's a topic, is you guys get it. You know, it's interesting. There's all kinds of people that come to Land Academy, and it's changed over the years. You know, the women and the couples now are way more prevalent than they were in the beginning, but we've always had a brainy group. And I think it's because, I know it is, because of the way you see this and teach this and run the numbers and data, this sings to people who are tech pros and minded. So I love it. I mean, those of you in the tech world that have been analysts and, you know, all kinds of positions like that, or accounting, numbers focus, this is drinking water for you. Now, other people, you can still do it. It's harder. You know, there's more of a struggle for people that come to this from other walks of life, but they could figure it out. But I just wanted to hit it home that, This is a perfect fit for you if you understand real estate a little bit. If you understand there's money to be made in real estate and you're coming from a tech position, this is going to be the child's play for you, like taking candy from baby. So I'm not kidding. So the other thing I wanted to talk about today along these lines, I thought was really interesting. And I noticed this in a recent group of new members. People have come to Land Academy and their goals and their needs are much lower than they used to be. People are like, I want to make 2 million this year. I have a lot of people like, I just want to make 500,000. I just want to make 100,000. I'm like, well, shucks, you like, it's really easy to screw it all up and make 100,000. What if, you know, Samantha, one of our Land Academy ambassadors, did a sweet presentation about, you know, the economy and the way we do deals. Man, if you set out to do one deal a month, right, and make 20 grand, that's your goal, you screw it all up and you only do 5 deals this year, but you make 20 grand, that's $100,000. Those are kind of, you know, for a lot of the group, low numbers around our group. So I just want to kind of, I don't know, do you want to talk about that? I just thought that was so interesting.
I mean, just the pure math is, should be real easy. Yeah. So to replace a salary, a good salary, is not that hard. Mm-hmm. You know, Jill and I are the top people in career path are used to making a lot more money than mm-hmm. that in general. So you're absolutely right. But the other thing is that you're like, you know, the lifestyle, if you're a tech person, you know, you wake up and
ding, ding,
make a cup of coffee and get dressed, maybe not, and go to work.
Yep.
You've got a place already set up. Well, that's what buying and selling land is.
Yep.
By the way, you don't have to wait till you're laid off. If you're a tech person, you have like 90% of the smarts already is like in your soul, or you wouldn't have chosen this career and succeeded in it. In any capacity, you already know all the tech piece. You know, there are some people that who have historically struggled with the tech piece that's involved in how we do make data-driven decisions. You already do all that, probably better than us.
You know, I found too, what's interesting about tech people, it's like they're never satisfied. It's not like, no one's going to say, well, I've learned Excel. I've learned the, you know, 2020 version of Excel, and I've got Windows 9, and I'm good.
Windows 9.
I don't know. Which one I mean?
You pick 9.
I don't know. I'm just thinking about, like, are you like, you know, like
I'm
you get an
expert at Windows 9.
You get an update on your phone. No, I don't need it. I'm not going to do it. So what's funny about tech people is my point is that they are wired. I don't know if it's nature or nurture, but they're wired to get to the next program, get to the newest version and create the newest version and all that. So I think when you said, hey, don't wait till you get laid off to do this, I'm thinking it probably stings the tech people anyway, because they're always bored and looking for something else. I know you are.
Technology never ends. Actually, that's my end little talk at the end of this episode. Oh. It's endless. It's technology will never stop. There's some stuff that stops. Like, if you own a convenience store, that's about it. Mm. Or you can get another one.
If you have a convenience store in Windows 9.
Yeah.
You're probably good. And Lotus 1-2-3, you're still using that.
No, let's get back to Windows 9, because you're never going to live this down. I know. If you're running Windows 9 in your convenience store, you're done.
Maybe they don't even have that. Maybe they have a journal. Oh my goodness.
Let's take a look at one of our favorite land acquisitions from our weekly Thursday member webinar and stop this madness.
17.5 acres, offer price 182,000. Thinks we can sell it for 300 to 350. There's multiple adjoining parcels on this one, by the way. So it's not just that 4. There's a bunch around it. You'll find them.
It's on the ocean.
Yeah, there's a totally 16 acres total, a 10 and a 6. The south of that sold for $400,000 in 2021. Slope butt houses next door, near the ocean, beach access across the highway. The owner originally wanted to build an RV park, but encountered problems with the county and didn't have the patience to figure it out. Understand that.
Boy, me too.
Yeah. Okay. So is it that one and which one?
Let's see. So this is the one that the APN pulled up.
Uh-huh.
This is a great deal.
Oh, and look at the Arcadia Beach state recreation site mm-hmm. right there. That would have been a great RV park.
You know, this is going to make you cry.
Oh, yeah.
It's gorgeous.
Totally.
That's insane.
Yeah.
The more Samantha and I see Oregon, we might be moving.
I understand.
Oregon coast is amazing. Yeah.
Just so much better looking than the cornfields and soybeans that we live in.
Right. You can handle cold, so that's easy.
Oregon's not cold.
No, that's what I'm saying. They're Chicago. They can handle cold. It gets cold in Oregon.
Does it? Okay.
Yeah.
She has a skewed version of pain. This is a compliment. It's a huge thanks. Compliment.
That is so cool. Yeah.
So there'd be a great RV park. I think the grading would take a couple of years, but you know, it's amazing. It's an amazing piece of land. And I think the reaction that we're all having mm-hmm. is the same reaction that a buyer's going to have.
Especially one home buyer per spot, per property.
Like, look, here's this, you know, there's a house right here.
So here's what I was thinking. I want to know what each individual property is really worth, kind of thing. And I'm going to look at it that way.
So you see just south of it, all those ones that are broken up.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I just sent you the listing for that.
Excellent.
Okay. I've seen this deal before.
And it's pending.
I wonder who, if I've seen this on this call, this deal.
I mean, that's like right next to it, just south of it.
Mm-hmm.
Interesting. Hmm.
So the first thing you do is call this agent and talk, just ask him all kinds of stuff.
That can't be.
Let's think that's Land Academy. I'm serious.
Maybe.
We probably said on this call, you probably said your magic $100,000 and
yeah, somebody got much. It for that. And there you go. So, this is what I'm talking about, Yuri. Right here. This is what I want you to do.
Buy for 100, I want you to sell for 1.6.
I could do 10 of those a year.
Yeah, me too.
There. Now we feel great. We'll just do one of those a year.
Yeah, for reals.
Wow.
So this is very encouraging. So yeah. I really would talk to this broker and find out what the whole story is. And, you know, it's pending. So maybe it's not pending. Jill sees this kind of stuff and she offers him $300,000 on their asking price of 1.7. So
what's interesting is that one adjoins the one that we're looking at. So, you know, whoever's buying this one may want to buy the one he's looking at.
Right. Yes.
I'm curious to know, where did you come up with your proposed cash sales price of 300? That seems low now, seeing this one.
Yeah.
It's down the ocean. It's multiple contiguous properties on the ocean.
Well, I think that whoever's buying this one's pending would love to get a phone call from Yuri and go, I could do this for $1 million.
Yep.
Yeah.
Honestly, for $600,000 or $700,000, it would be fine.
I think the only difference is the other one is has already been split up. There's a road, but you know, you could do that with the one that Yuri's looking at.
All right, I feel much differently about this one, Yuri. I would proceed.
I would proceed also. I was going to say the same thing, and you got mom's approval too. So I would honestly open escrow on this if you haven't already, and then I would start to find some of the higher power people in Discord, Land Academy Discord, and talk about funding. Hey, if you don't know by now, Jill and I have our own full-blown commercial printing company to help you get mailers out in the mail successfully. We keep adding products. The latest product that we've added is concierge data, so you don't have to do a mailer at all. You can just go in, place your order, and at the end of it, we'll provide all the data back to you so you can check it all. And make sure that it's your own, make sure it's priced right, and it fits with your criteria. It's not an easy button, but they do take all the heavy lifting out of it.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, too, don't forget, March 26th, Tuesday, March 26th, in the afternoon, check out our website, check out Offers to Owners, and check out Land Academy, or check your email if you're in our group here. You'll know the time. We're going to do a behind-the-scenes sneak peek with concierge data.
Oh, good.
Yep. It's awesome. So check it out. That's go to great. landacademy.com and you'll find out where you can sign up to attend that. It's going to be a Zoom webinar.
Let's take another question posted by one of our members in the Land Academy Discord online community.
Chris wrote, on wholesaling/dual close, what drives me crazy is that they are all taught they can buy houses/land, whatever, even commercial properties, by tying it up with a purchase agreement without a clear exit strategy or money needed to close. Then they all run around Facebook groups trying to sell the contract or double close, and these deals sometimes get daisy chained with three or four investors on the same deal. And when double closing, they put the property under contract for up to 6 months. They promise the seller the price they want. And then if they don't find a buyer, they have a way out of the agreement. So the buyer is screwed, or the seller is screwed, I should say. The seller is screwed. Buying in cash with a funder or lender has an actual value proposition. If you need cash now, we can buy the property at a lower price and close quicker than you listed it, if you listed it. If you don't see any value proposition for double closing, let me tie your property up for 6 months so I can possibly make more money is the only value I see one-sided.
This is a really important point, and this has been a debate that's been going on for a lot of years between people like us who actually buy assets and resell them, control a deal, and provide some value, in my opinion, versus people who wholesale slash dual close, who just do it exactly what Chris just said. They tie the property up, try to flip it before they, it's a no lose situation for them in most cases. Well, Jack, if it's a no lose situation, why wouldn't everybody do it? For the exact reasons that Chris is saying here, it's a one-sided value proposition. One person can potentially win. In the end, this is doing way more damage in the industry than good.
Right.
If you see a good deal, buy it, or call somebody in our group to fund it and do it. Just do the right thing. Buy it and then resell it.
I'm going to go on record saying, too, what's to keep the seller from changing their mind? What if you're doing everything right? You're doing this. You have it under contract. You find you did. You're doing your best to be a good person. You just don't have the dough. But guess what? The seller changes their mind. They go dark on you. You find a buyer. You're all locked up. You're ready to go. And then good luck getting them on the phone. What are you going to do? Sue them? No, you're not going to. Let's be realistic. It's going to be a waste of time and money. So that's the part that bothers me too. You know, I don't control the deal. That's your saying, and I love it.
Just that the whole notion of brokering, a successful broker, if you've ever dealt with one on anything, let's say for fun, it's a commercial real estate broker and an art broker, separate people in separate situations. So the broker has some knowledge or has some, they're bringing some value to the table. And so the broker calls me and says, you know, I know that you buy these types of paintings. And I have one. I'm not going to tell you exactly who the seller is that I don't think you know about. Now he's immediately bringing some serious value to the table. I'm intrigued. There is no value in tying up a transaction and then splattering it all over the place to see what's going to happen, just to have somebody else, just to see who the next sucker is. That's what this is. If somebody's got a pocket office, or let's say an apartment building, they know I have 6 apartment buildings in the area, and they call and say, this isn't on the market, but I'm bringing some value to you. I think the other 3 buildings, 6 buildings that you own, this one's just like it. So I'm happy to put this deal together for a fee. There's huge value in that for both parties, the seller and the buyer. Or if we call or send a mailer to somebody, hey, we'd like to buy your property and it seems like it might be right, the right time for you. Oh my gosh, yes, there's value. Everybody wins there. So I don't see, this can't go on. The legislation's gonna close in on this. That's how I see it kind of ending.
Well, there's so many that we could go on and on and on about this. I don't think we need to.
Yeah.
But thanks.
Today's second topic is 3 ways to take advantage of the huge amount of property that'll soon be available for sale.
Well, I'm going to have to say this again. How do you know that, Jack?
This is our 3rd time going through a recession. All kidding aside, I didn't believe it the second one we went through. Just it was a mirror image, only much higher in severity than the first time. And I believe this will be less severe. But I will tell you that we're already tracking the data. The data doesn't lie about how many properties are getting listed. There's way more properties getting listed than there were even just last year.
Right.
And certainly way more over the last several years, like before COVID. More properties are being listed and staying on the market longer. And so all the statistics and the data add up to more properties for sale. So what does that mean to you? Well, it means an amazing number of opportunity. Let's talk about the 3 ways to take advantage of that. Yeah. Let's just all buy into for a second that it's happening. It is happening, and it will. There will be more and more and more inventory throughout the year, probably into 2025. When there's more property on the market, it's become it becomes what everybody now refers to as a buyer's market.
Yep.
There's more property, prices are less.
So that's number one of your three?
Well, yes.
Okay.
So in a buyer's market, what do you do? Number two, it yields to cheaper prices.
Mm-hmm.
And access to capital and things like that. And so
I'll be the visual. You're the audio, I'm the visual.
And then number three, which I believe is the most important, is this is a symptom. And the underlying cause of all this is the need for additional capital for some reason. That's what's driving a seller's decision, even in the greatest market ever.
Right.
It drives the seller's decision. So we're watching tertiary debt or credit card debt go up. That's an indication that, you know, what's the first thing to go when all this, when people start having financial life events, stuff they're not using.
Right.
Could be land.
Right.
Could be a second house. It could be a car that
people start looking around. People's literally, I know people that do this. They literally start looking around their house to see what they could sell.
Yeah.
I'm not kidding. Wow. You know, I was just thinking there's going to be some good deals. I'm not being funny. I'm being serious here, like on OfferUp and those things too. You know, someone's going to be dumping those excess fill in the blank just to get some money, just to, you know, get some food and stuff. That's a real thing. It's so interesting. But on the bigger scale, like you said, you know, there's going to be people that, hey, you know, this property, we've never built on it. We've owned it for 20 years. We inherited it, whatever it is. It's time to get that into, turn it into cash.
If you're a successful land flipper like us, or if you're a successful house flipper, let's say it, not a house renovator, but a house flipper, you need to start I want to plant the seed in your head. Start to look into expanding your existing business, because it's only going to get better, into other things. Jill and I have had this exact conversation in the last week. So we're great at buying and selling land. We bought and sold a lot of houses, but we really need to step that up, because the amount of number of deals for houses are going to become more abundant. And then finally, and I can't believe that we're actually having this serious conversation, is maybe we should start buying some long-term rentals. If the prices get to be anywhere close to the way that they were 10 or 15 years ago, there's massive advantages to being, you know, we were buying and flipping houses for buy for 20, sell for 60. Those houses are worth $300,000 now. And so that's a great, and I'm not a big fan of renting, but I'll tell you, for those margins, I can put up with it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So expand your product type is my point.
Well, wait a minute, Jack. It sounds like you're eating your words again. Well, listen, folks, things change.
Absolutely eating my words.
Someone called me out the other day about, what the heck? You know, I actually been one of, like, someone, like, I'm one of the two people that started listening to you guys back in 2015. I'm like, uh-oh. They're like, you hated agents, and now that's all you use. I'm like, yep. And I'm sure there's more things coming that I'm like, you know what? You can't roll with the punches and change. You're not going to survive. You know, and I've gotten very comfortable eating my own words. That's okay. Stuff happens. So, you know what? Now let's take a moment and take a look at one of our another land acquisition from our weekly Thursday member closed webinar. Yay. All right. Hello. What'd you do this deal? Belton County, Texas, or Bell County, Texas. 0.25 acres. Accepted offer $7,179. Thinks we could sell between $22,000 and $25,000. Love it. It's fault. There we go. That was a word we used a lot yesterday. Access to
some people utilities. In Career Path think that asphalt should be the seventh A.
Yeah.
It's kind of a stretch, if you ask me.
It's on a slope, but it looks flat in the front. There is a lot of land I see available.
Yeah.
I looked at the property. Gradient less than 20 degrees at the back. Homes are mostly in good position, but lower value nearby. So
go ahead.
I just need to see some numbers and make sure there's enough room for me to do something with it. And you know what? I'm not really a fan, because there's so much property available.
Yeah.
Unless I like to look around and see when was the last house built. Like, look at some of the houses in the area. I just click around them and I go down, I scroll down. Here in the information, if they all were built in 1969 and nothing's been built since then, that's another kind of a strike.
It's got to be an HOA, by the way.
Let's look at the legal. Can I see the legal? Yeah, Sherwood Shores. Sherwood Shores, section 8, and the lots 227, 228. Yeah. So that's good chance it could be HOA.
And there's just too much dirt. So let's see how much is for sale. So what I would just, I would walk away from this at any price.
That one's a little bit to the east, but so I don't know. I'd call that agent and see what they say first and then go back and just try to get it for nothing.
That's pending too. There's nothing but land here. So this could be like we were talking about on Career Path, a bucket three property. Buy it for a couple thousand bucks, let's say, and you know it's going to be in your inventory for 3 years.
But you'll get 10 and eventually.
And you don't care about 2,000 bucks or even seven or whatever. We have properties like that. We know it's going to take 2 years, but and we're asking absolute top dollar, and I'm okay with that.
That's this one. Because you know why? Because you know what the secret is? He doesn't want it to sell.
That's true.
That's the thing. He has marked it with a make me move number.
We have fly fishing property in Arizona.
It's like it's not very, selling it.
Very unusual to find that.
Yeah.
Jill, you have something inspirational to share.
Yes, I wrote it down. It kind of goes with the blog that a little blog and an email that I had go out a couple weeks ago, just kind of reminding everyone, you know, 2024, one of my themes for 2024 is, you know, you got this. And I, in the blog and in the email I took it to, we got this. So what does it mean? We're in this together. You know, our community is so, two parts of this. Our community is so smart. If you don't lean on them, you're nuts. And if you don't see them as a resource, you're crazy. Lean on our community. Lean on us. There's just so much knowledge there. Even now and then, I have to remind people, why aren't you going into Discord and using the search function? There's probably someone that's dealt with this situation. You don't have to wait. Even wait till Thursday. You have us every Thursday, but you don't have to wait for that. Go in there, and if you don't see it, pop in the question. Wait 10 minutes. Someone's going to probably have some experience and knowledge or ideas to help you solve whatever the question is or get out of any jam that you might be facing. I'm like, I just want to remind everybody, we're in this together. The possibilities are really endless, you know? And my other little part was every deal has potential. I want to make sure that everyone knows that every single phone call that you have coming to you, there's a potential deal there. And I want you to really take them seriously, especially now with what's coming up. You know, we're going to have some more people from years ago calling you back. And you know what? What if they're calling you on a mailer that you don't even do? It's too small. You don't buy for three, sell for 9,000 anymore. You way moved on. But you know what? Maybe they have something else. So take those calls, ask them those questions, and just give it a moment and see what's possible.
This leads directly into my information piece.
Well, good. All right, Jack, what's your part, please?
I was in a pretty long staff meeting. There's no such thing as a short staff meeting, but I was in a staff meeting. It's called.
For you, wait. Aren't all staff meetings too long for you? 5 minutes, too long.
So we're all going around the room telling everybody, and it's good. It's very healthy to know. It was all company scenarios. We have, Jill and I have three major lines of business. First and foremost, we have our real estate company where we buy and sell land. We have our commercial printing company where we do people's mailers and they actually do our mailers, our real estate company's mailers. And then finally, we have Land Academy. And as everybody was going around the room saying what's going on in their lives, I noticed that they were either talking about people or they're talking about processes. Like the printing people were saying, our printing people don't bring up processes anymore. They never have because they're not, we've got it licked.
Right.
Because it's our process that Jill and I perfected for a really long time to do a mailer. And so they spend a lot of time talking about people. Yeah. Wow, this person submitted this mailer. They really have their act together. We should contact them and offer them this promotional thing because they're easy to work with and they're real consistently with the mail and on and on and on. This person, on the other hand, nope, big, huge problem. Had to talk with them for 2 hours. Not sure that they're going to actually ever send out a successful mailer. The real estate people, no process issues there at all.
True.
Processes,
The deals going through the system?
Yeah. The deals that we do, the process was long established before I met Jill. She's only just improved on it since she got involved. Land Academy, all people. So it's none of the processes. And I'm a process person. I'm constantly looking around to try to find out how I can do a better mailer, how I can make a product that we deliver in the mailing company easier for everyone to follow. And so you have to decide if you're a people or a process person and embrace it. Jill just talked all about people and her inspiration and actually glomming on that moment when they contact you and say, they want to sell their property.
Well, but I created just
positive.
But wait, I turned it into a process, like the answers in Discord. Does that count? Do I get points for that? But there's a process and a way to get your question answered. But I hear you.
Embrace either one.
Yin and yang. That's why we're good together.
No, that's what I mean.
I'm going to answer the phone and get deals.
Anything.
And if you had it your way, it would be all automated, and that's nothing wrong with that.
That's right.
And that's just different. And
I would fail.
So you're doing just fine. Hey, don't forget, you can reach us for questions and help simply by sending a note to my team via support@landacademy.com.
Join us next Wednesday for another interesting episode. You are not alone in your real estate ambition.
We are Jack and Jill.
Information
and inspiration
to buy undervalued property.